What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. We've got callers waiting on the line. But before I get to them, I want to finish up some of these articles about guns and gun laws and so forth. We were talking about this bill up in Oregon, which has expanded the definition of weapon beyond just firearm, but any item used for self-protection, including slingshots, baseball bats, and pepper spray. Now, on the other side of the equation, over in Oklahoma, they have a full slate of pro-gun bills on the docket for the legislature. And apparently, House Bill 1673 would allow for an individual to carry a firearm in the designated bar area of a restaurant as long as they are not consuming alcohol. House Bill 2401 creates a restoration of rights process that will allow people convicted of nonviolent felonies to reestablish their Second Amendment rights and so forth. Over in Missouri, Camden County has become a sanctuary county, a Second Amendment sanctuary county. West Virginia, Jefferson County is now a Second Amendment sanctuary county. So they're definitely pushing back. Montana gets concealed carry. And finally, we have this one story, and this reinforces what we've been saying throughout the years. This is from the Western Journalism Center. There has been a new exhaustive study that shows murder rates rise every place that bans guns. And it's amazing how many times studies have confirmed this over and over and over again, and yet the gun grabbers simply do not want to listen. Some years ago, there was a town in Georgia called Kennesaw, and they passed a town ordinance that every home had to have a gun in perfect working order, and crime fell by 80%. So you think about that one for a little while. Okay, let's take some phone calls now. We're going to start with Mark in North Carolina. And Mark, I guess your ears must be burning. All the people talking about you yesterday, and I've been getting a ton of email. Half of it's on your side. The other half is saying, tone him down a little bit. What's on your mind?
Well, I figured just like, you know, like the country, we're split, you know.
Yes.
First, I just want to talk about, you know, all this anti-gun, anti-self-defense legislation.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to lead me right up to what I have to say about certain individuals who called on me yesterday.
Let's go easy on the certain individuals part. Let's just focus on the guns.
I won't even mention the names, okay? I won't even mention
Please
names.
Don't. Okay. Please don't.
But anyway, what I wanted to say is what they're doing now, they're pushing this country towards a civil war. There's almost no question about it because this is America. We're not Europe. We're not, especially Western Europe, we're not going to let them take our guns away or our rights to defend ourselves. These are God-given rights. Okay, mm-hmm. Not given by man. It's just given by God. Natural rights. You could even say by nature. I know, if you don't believe in God. But these, to me, these are God-given natural rights that we have. Now, what I'm concerned about, and this goes to what some of these people have said about me yesterday. If we're going to have a civil war, God forbid we have, because it would be bad enough. We don't want it to be a racial war, okay? We want patriots to be all on the same side against the tyrants. That should be,
yes.
If it comes to it, that should be it. We should be against these billionaires, these, who want to control everything, the Bill Gates, the Rockefellers, the Bloombergs, Rothschild, Klaus Schwab's of not only this country but the world, but which shouldn't be with each other as far as being split by race. Now, again, I don't care what race you are. I say it again.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't bother me, all right? If our whole Congress was made up of one race or another, without anybody else, as long as they were for the Constitution and for our rights, okay, including our right to bear arms, including our right to say what we want, a First Amendment, I've no problem with it. Okay? It's not a matter of color. Now, evidently, somebody must, I think that, I'll just say from West Virginia, didn't even sound like she's from West Virginia, by the way. She said, I didn't sound like I'm from North Carolina. I'm not. I've said it already. I'm originally from New York. Okay, I've lived down south. I've lived in Texas, and I've lived in North Carolina a long time now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but she didn't sound like she's from West Virginia either. As a matter of fact, it sounded to me like somewhere from the
Let's cool off, pounding on the other callers here and you know, sort of get back to the main theme here.
Okay, I just want to say, I said yesterday my first wife was black, my second wife was from Germany, and my third wife is from the south, actually from Florida originally. Okay.
Okay.
And I had my children with my third wife. My first wife, the one who was black, I wanted to have kids with her, and she wanted to have kids, but unfortunately she had problems with a previous pregnancy, and she wasn't able to conceive anymore, okay?
Yeah, so, I know how that works.
The only reason I had kids, it had no problem with the fact that my kids then would have been part black. No problem. I'd have loved them the same no matter what. And I have no problem with anybody because of their color, their skin, their race, or anything else. And, you know, it just seems to me that the people are too mixed up in that stuff on both sides of the ladder of respects.
It's intentionally being fanned up to keep us divided.
Yeah, of course it's being, of course it is. Now, also, a statement was made about the Rockefellers being Jewish. I don't care if they were or weren't. I don't care what they were. But the fact of the matter is, if you're going to give false information, okay, that you get somebody tells you, you're going to lose credibility. I've looked up the Rockefellers well before. They're not Jewish. They're about as waspish, I think, mostly of Dutch origin as you could find.
Yes.
Okay? Bill Gates is also about as, I think he's Scotch-Irish, basically, and British, okay? That's the way it is. I don't say the guy's, I consider him the most evil man in the world, but it's not because of his nationality. It's just, I like to get facts, okay? I don't like to jump off half-cocked. Now, again, I have said that I think that Zuckerberg is probably his illegitimate son. However, I said, I think so. I have no proof of it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I couldn't say. It's just a hunch. That's all it is. So I'm not giving something saying, oh, that's a fact. The same thing with, I believe that Bill Clinton is a Rockefeller. I believe that, again, he's the illegitimate son of a former governor, Winthrop Rockefeller of Arkansas. Do I have proof of it?
Okay.
No. I'm just, again, giving you an assumption of mine based on Clinton's background and all that and the way he seems to be, he seems to have the kind of influence and power he's had and the way his career, just like, jetted out of Arkansas like that, and a lot of things were put aside, all the scandals and stuff like that. It's just, but that's, again, it's an assumption. But I know...
Well, Mark, I'd really rather that we not fling out assumptions of that nature, without something to back them up. You remember the big stink they were making about, Barack Obama's birth certificate?
Right.
It turned out to have a perfectly benign explanation. There was all that stink about Chelsea Clinton and Webb Hubble, which we tended to ignore because, at whatreallyhappened.com, the families are off limits unless they become public figures, which Chelsea now is.
Well, again, I said it's an assumption. I said this isn't a fact. But the fact of the matter is who the Rockefellers are is a fact. Okay? The Rockefeller family. The Rothschild family. We know who the Rothschilds are. Okay?
Yes.
They go back a long ways. They're evil as can be. They've pushed their money, they use their money as weapons, as a lot of the billionaires do today. And this is a bad bunch. But they're not related physically, at least, to the Rothschilds. Okay? And they're not related to Bill Gates. All right? That's all I'm saying. And the fact of the matter is that I'm just trying to say, as far as the color issue, the race issue, whatever else, it's not a matter of your race. It's a matter of Are you a good citizen? Do you believe in our Constitution? Do you believe in our democracy, our democratic republic? It's obvious that the clowns that are in charge today do not, okay?
No, they do not.
Just stuff you said. They absolutely do not. They're dangerous. I don't care what their color is, okay? That's all. I would gladly have, at the same time, I wouldn't want a witch like Kamala Harris as president. I would gladly have a man like Colonel,
Hello?
Colonel Alan West. You know,
okay.
Not a head of the Republican Party in Texas. I wish he was the governor of Texas right now. I don't think they would be having the problems they have. And he's black.
Mm-hmm.
But what a patriot. I would love a man like that to be president. Not because of his color, but because of who he is. What I know about is even his military background, how he backed his men. Okay? But it has nothing to do with color. But the fact of the matter is, the kind of man he is, I would also love to see Rick DeSantis as president.
Okay.
He's the best governor, one of the best governors in the country. So I don't care about that. But that's pretty much all I got to say, Mike. Okay, I'll let it go at that.
Okay.
You know, like I said, I'm not going to please everybody. I try to speak my mind. That's why they kicked me off the YouTube. 162 subscribers. Over 150 videos, just delete everything, deleted. Okay? There's a lot of people on both sides of the fence didn't like what I had to say. A lot of people liked it, but, you know, wait it. All right, Mike, take it easy.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Joe in California. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, Mike, pretty soon self-defense is going to be racist.
You know, you're probably right. You're probably right that, you know, if you're being attacked by, you know, a protected minority and you fight back, oh, you're just fighting back because you're being racist.
You're exhibiting white supremacy.
Really?
Yeah. Great call yesterday from Dan in Washington State. Fantastic call.
Yes.
The references to Hellstorm and the Kurt Vonnegut book. I think he referenced the movie, Slaughterhouse 5. I have the book. I'm gonna read the book eventually.
Yeah.
Mike, but also I think your show could also be a hookup type of show where males and females can hook up. I think Karen from West Virginia and Mark from North Carolina would make the perfect couple. You know how opposites attract.
Okay.
Quick question that I'll hang up. There was a story on Zero Hedge that Jaguar Land Rover plan on making all of their cars electric by 2030. Do you mm-hmm. see the government coming out with a mandate banning all, maybe in 10 years, maybe announcing it in the next year and saying in 10 years, all internal combustion automobiles are banned?
Yeah, I mean, we're already seeing that out in California. And again, it's a classic case
right.
of it sounds good right now. They have not thought it all the way through, because if all of the world's cars were electric, there is nowhere near the generating capacity to keep them all charged. Right now in Texas, for example, it's going to cost you $900 to recharge your Tesla. The other problem is that in the process of refining petroleum products, gasoline is still going to be coming out of those cracking towers, and what are they going to do with it? Just set it on fire like they do the surplus methane?
Precisely. Yeah, because I was in the market. I mentioned it a few calls ago. I was in the market for a Tesla perhaps at the end of this year, but I'm not mm-hmm. sure. I'm also looking at some other options conventional cars, but who knows
yes.
what this government's going to do. So thank you, Mike.
All right, well, thank you. I mean, I like the idea of an electric car, but there's a certain goes-withness that people are not paying attention to, and that's what leads to, well, like the disaster we just had in Texas. They're politicians, and, you know, they're going to go with what they think the voters will like right now and really don't consider the long-term effects, because, after all, they're only in office for 2 or 4 or 6 or maybe 8 years. I know we have some real old fossils that have been in Congress forever, but most of them are really only thinking, about the next election. And they're not really thinking about the long-term consequences of some of these ideas. Now, I like the idea of electric cars. when we went shopping, when Claire and I went out shopping for a car, we looked at electrics. We simply couldn't afford them. But I like them in theory. It's just that there's going to have to be some major transitions in electrical generation because electric cars today, for the most part, they're not environmentally friendly because wherever that electricity that's charging your car is coming from, it's usually a fossil fuel plant of some kind. All righty, we're going to switch over to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. And what is on your mind?
Actually, I'm a little breathless because I've been pacing back and forth to try and work off my anger before I got on the phone. After Karen's phone call yesterday, which was 100% accurate and very restrained, how could you allow that Mark back on the air today to say the same things again and again? And his buddy, Stuart in Maine, who also has the same traits, when he says, okay, but Mark constantly listen to his dialogue. How many times does he say, okay, and that's just the way it is. He is a troll of the worst possible kind. I can't believe you let him back on the air. You know what I regret? That I can't take back the money that I've given to RBN. I don't want to pay for scum like him to monopolize airtime. Again, you left him on far too long. Let me tell you about races. How many black African handles have composed Messiah? How many black Africans have built architecture like we saw in Europe? How many black Africans and the women you talked about that were colored in NASA, who were mathematicians, were they actually Indian or African Negroes? Because the Indians, yes, have almost a genetic remarkable capacity that seems intuitive with regard to mathematics.
I know the world's greatest number theorist was Srinivasa Ramanujan, and you know everybody understands that. No, the ladies at NASA.
No, not everybody understands that. And if Mark wants to breed with blacks or donkeys or monkeys, he can do that. It's none of his damn business to be lecturing to people. It's okay to mix the races. No, it's not okay. For one thing, there are certain even illnesses that occur in certain ethnic groups. Just go to PubMed and you'll see plenty of evidence of that. So when you start I could list numbers of them. But for you to give him more airtime today, is especially after you banned, when I called in once and mistakenly was willing to humble myself and apologize because I had criticized you when you allowed somebody to go on and on saying that he wished I would die, just get off the planet, get the hell out of here, and he also included Dave. I came to Dave's defense. Then Dave subsequently called in and tried to get you to pay attention to the fact that Ghislaine Maxwell was friends with Trump. He was right. But instead, he got banned. Mr. John Stattenmiller, Mr. Big Guy, banned him from the entire network. Now, if Dave had a possible trait, perhaps he has Asperger's, who knows, maybe he has ADHD, but the point is you don't punish someone for something like that. Much of what Dave said from Boston was valid. The only problem was he could not control the way he said it. Just like right now, I can't control what I'm saying.
Yeah,
because
we're
hearing that.
I'm
just so angry. Yes, I hope it's obvious, because I am so outraged that you would allow Mark back on with his disguise. One step he says, oh yeah, Biden's bad, Trump, you know, Trump is good. And then he starts with his usual BS. Mike, you're supposed to be smarter than that. How could you allow
Okay, Layla, we've got to take a break for commercials. Calm down, take a few deep breaths. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Layla in Canada. And Layla, before you get going again, I want to share a couple of ideas with you. Mark's view of interracial marriage is his opinion. Your view of interracial marriage is your opinion. And you both have an equal right to your opinion. And as the host of this show, I'm trying to balance the two and not necessarily take sides. Now, in my personal case, I'm nobody's idea of a pure race. I'm your Heinz 57 variety kind of human being. I've got French, English,
Jesus
Sephardic,
Christ.
Chinese in me. And
you
I
know,
turned out okay.
Where I come from, I've done my genetic analysis with more than one company, including Verogen, which is the reputable forensic genealogy. I have 50% of my DNA, 51% is actually Caucasian. And the closest ancient DNA that is similar to mine is a farmer in Stuttgart 7,000 years ago and another skeleton in Ustashim in Russia from 47,000 years ago. So many of the people that populated the Near East were actually the whole world. Most of Europe, the farmers, when things went bad in the farmlands of the Middle East, they moved up into Europe. And most of the women who were children of hunter-gatherers married the farmers. So when Arabs, they say, invade Europe. Now, they're not even Arabs. They're actually people from the Middle Eastern region, from all over the world, including from India, after the destruction of the Indus Valley civilization. They moved into the Arabian Peninsula, up Anatolia, and came over to North America long before today's Mongoloid.
Mike,
nobody is a pure race unless they cloned themselves or interbred with their first degree relatives, like the Jews today. 2,000 years absence from the Holy Land, quote, 2,000 years, and the generations before this believed them. What did they do for 2,000 years? Clone themselves or breed with their sisters and mothers? They are obviously not the people of the ancient province of Judah, which was only a province. They are not Jews. They are Yiddishers. Go to Harvard's Near and Middle Eastern Studies program. They now include Yiddish as a Near Eastern language. Do you think Jesus or Moses or Abraham spoke Yiddish? Abraham was not a Jew. Abraham
Aramaic.
Was a Chaldean. The Aramaics, Arameans, and the Chaldeans were also largely Caucasian because they moved south when the weather was cold. So a lot of those people, Abraham was not a Jew. David, the so-called King David, was not a Jew. He had Hittite and Moabite blood in his veins.
Yes.
All of this crap. And they've also revised the two scriptures, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Look at all the ancient stelae, the stone slabs where they chiseled in the records. Do you see any headings or subheadings or verses and chapters? Look at the first manuscripts of the New Testament. All of that has been revised. If it was in essence the word of God, it has been revised by Jewish Zionist hands. And everyone's quoting it like it's the word of God.
Most of the canonical New Testament was written at the First Council of Nicaea
Italians. It was written long. Mike, there were 13 councils where they edited and redacted and decided what was going to be included and what would be excluded. There were 13 councils, not just the one main. And each one had a creed. Mike, I don't believe that you allowed Mike on the air back today. At least get him one day off.
Well, I allowed you back on the air today, and I've given you a lot of time here.
I am very concerned about your health right now. Don't contribute anymore to RBN. Do not contribute to RBN.
Okay, well, Layla, that's your opinion. But I'm very worried about you right now, and I hope you will take the rest of the evening to try and calm down a little bit, she hung up. Okay, all right, well, fine. that was an interesting bit of radio, and I couldn't sort of figure out the point she was trying to make there toward the end. But we know that history is a mishmash. If you follow Dr. Zahi Hawass, the famous Egyptologist, he discovered that the story of Exodus did not, in fact, happen to the Hebrews. It happened to another group called the Hyksos. And everybody alters history to suit their own agenda. We see it happening here today right in front of us. Why should we be surprised when it was happening thousands of years ago? Remember when Ramses was telling everybody he beat the Hittites? And it turned out that no, he had not. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We've got more callers waiting on the line, and I hope Layla calms down and looks to her health, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here, and the phone lines are loaded up, so let's go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
That was some conversation you had with Layla.
Yeah. I'm very worried about her right now. I'm very concerned.
I like Layla, but I'm a little disappointed in her, to tell you the truth. Layla, you need to calm down. You're a wonderful lady, and we like hearing from you, but that was a bit too much. Let me give you a little update before I get to my main point here. Let me give you a little update about what's going on here in Austin with our water situation.
Okay.
Most of the city does not have water. Hospitals do not have water. My wife and I and my daughter and her husband are in consideration of this.
Okay, for some reason, Kelly, your phone is breaking up. It sounds like a compression artifact.
Okay,
how about now? Much better.
How about now? Stepped outside. Let me take it with me. Hospitals do not have water. I talked to the EMT today, who said that has very serious implications for things like emergency services. I'm wondering how long this is going to go on. Now that we're that the water plant is back online, but they can't start distributing water again because they have a number of ruptured mains to repair
yes.
in downtown Austin before they can repressurize the system and distribute water and also treat that. So we're looking at probably not having water delivered back for another 5 to 7 days, 5 to 7 days, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Now we've collected a lot of water here, a lot of snow, and we've converted all that to drinking water. I've got it all boiled and filtered, and you're okay. You know, we're okay, and I've got a big rain barrel here in the backyard, you know, which we're using to supply water
yep.
for flushing. But you know, I'm going to assure you that there are a lot of people in Austin who do not take this seriously, and who are in deep doo-doo right now because they didn't. And if they think they're going to go down to HEB and stand in line for 2 hours so they can go in and buy a case of Evian water, they're crazy. All right, well, let me move on to my main point, and that's about the math issue you mentioned earlier. I've had a lot of math in my background. Getting my doctorate in geochemistry, I had about half my coursework was in engineering, and, of course, I had coursework in thermodynamics and chemistry.
Yes.
So math is something I enjoy. I really love it. And I guess I'm just shocked to hear all that. And I'm led to wonder. Here's the question I want to pose. First, I want to say that I think the people who came up with that are probably innumerate liberals who are trying to find a way to justify their failure and the failure of others.
Yeah, now, I think that's a very cogent observation.
Yeah. Now, are they going to go so far as to propose non-racist programs in engineering and in physics and in chemistry?
I don't know. Maybe that's how Texas wound up with the non-winterized wind turbines.
Well, how in hell are you going to earn degrees in the physical sciences, doctorates in particular, even when you're undergraduates, without having sound math backgrounds? I mean, we used to laugh.
I agree.
We used to laugh at people who took these watered-down physics, introduction to physics, either non-math approach to physics. We call it physics for poets.
That's a good I like that description, yeah.
Yeah, and physics for poets, chemistry for poets, and whatever. I'm just left to wonder, how in the hell do they expect to have to educate engineers who are going to design bridges and buildings and what else, and have scientists design airplanes and rockets and what else? I mean, all of that requires a very strong math background, and there's really nothing in my experience with mathematics or any of the physical sciences. Period. That
yes,
it smacks of racism, and I'm just nonplussed to hear people propose that, and I guarantee you that there are people in the academy today who agree with that. But now they're probably not in the sciences or in engineering. This has got to have been hatched in the school of social sciences or in education or in liberal
yes.
arts or whatever. Because anybody who's really gone through a rigorous science or engineering background understands that you cannot get to the end point without having mastered the math skills. And if you go, you do this at the University of Texas or Texas A&M or Rice University, or if you go down the road to a black university such as Texas A&I University, not Texas A&I, but Texas, it's over, it's Texas A&M or whatever, it's affiliated with Texas A&M, but it's a black school. They offer degrees in engineering.
Yes.
Do they not expect their students to master mathematics? Please tell me. I'm sure. I think Howard University, one of the more prestigious black universities in the country, also has an engineering school. Do they not expect your students to master mathematics? You see where this is going.
Where they're basically trying to shift the educational advantage away from the white students.
Well, yes, they are. But they're trying to find an easy way to get to something. I think, first off, an easy way to justify failure. But
yes.
Ultimately, if you take that route, what you do is you end up undermining your entire educational system, and you will get to a point where you will not
yes.
have anybody who's competitive in the physical sciences or in engineering anywhere in the world, whereas countries such as Russia and Japan and China have very rigorous standards for mathematics and science and engineering education. They will leave us in the dirt. We'll be so far behind them that we won't be competitive, period. We'll have to import all of our scientists and engineers in order to be able to do the things
that whole H-1B visa scandal controversy comes on in. Anyway, listen, Kelly, I hate to be pushy, but we're getting short on time, and I got a bunch of calls to get through.
Thanks for taking a call, Mark. I appreciate it.
All right, you got it. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Tom, what's on your mind?
Michael, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. You're on the air.
Yeah, okay, Mike. First off, if I hit the lotto this weekend, I'm taking Layla and Joe and a lot of RBN callers on a cruise here, the Cayman Islands or something. They need a cruise. I think everybody needs to take the cruise. We'll get a cruise. and I think Joe should get a hold of Layla and ask her what kind of car he should buy. Well, maybe she could give him some good advice on a car. I'm serious about that because I don't know about electric car. I wouldn't get an electric car, especially in the cold weather. They're not too good, I heard. But anyway, Mike, here's what I want to talk about. First off, the lady caller, Karen from West Virginia, was a very good call. But I wish that guy from West Virginia, the great caller, Kevin, whose real calming voice would call in the show because, Kevin has a way of calming people down like Miles. We need guys like that who can articulate. And, I hope Kevin does call in the show one day from West Virginia. But anyway, Mike, here's what I want to talk about today. My subject today is, I know I can't talk about the I word right now, but I might bring it up a little bit, teeny bit. But my thing is this, Mike. Have you ever heard the song Blue, Blue, Heartache to Heartache, Blue, Well, I was thinking when I saw de Blasio turning on Como today on Breitbart, but I was watching Newsmax. This is awesome. I mean, these guys are going to start eating each other, okay? They're going to end up like tumbleweeds. And you got de Blasio calling out Como for being a bully, and he's bullying, and he's and his brother Vito, whatever they, the brother's another Italiano muscle, is trying to muscle in. And then you got de Blasio. I mean, Mike, it's comedy. This is comedy at its best, man. You got this bumbling imbecile de Blasio going after Como trying to deny everything, and it's unbelievable. And, Mike, I just got to say, I can't talk about it because I know a lot of people. Hey, look, I always try to bring up different facts about the I word. You know that, Mike. I don't hit on one subject. Now, what I want to say is, why are all these Central Americans coming into Texas if it's freezing? It's a frozen tundra, and California's not much better, and you got all the southern states. Why are they coming here? Why didn't they go to South America where it's nice and warm down there? They got beautiful farmland down there.
You've asked that question before, and it is a very, very good question. Somebody somewhere is telling them that the United States is still the land of milk and honey. It's the place for them to go. And it's been a sales pitch. Somebody's out there propagandizing these people. Like I said, they're probably seeing a lot of TV shows and movies about what life in America is like that are totally disconnected from the current reality. And they say, I want to go up there and I want to have a Mustang and I want to, drive down the road and just, whatever it is they want to do.
Well, Mike, what's going on now, too, with Ted Cruz, he's a Cuban-American, and now they're calling him a racist. He's a racist because he went down to Cancun, and so he's a racist in Texas. You got Beto O'Rourke going, his name is Beto, Robert O'Rourke, calling Cruz a racist for leaving Texas because it got cold. He wanted to get his family out of there. I mean, this is comedy at its best, man. The comedy show is not going to end with these demon rats. Mike, you got bumbling Biden doesn't even know where his pen is in his pocket. The bumbling buffoon. Have you seen a video of Biden trying to find his pen, Mike? This guy is an absolute clown. This bumbling Biden,
no,
I tell you, reminds me of Mr. Magoo.
I haven't seen that video. No,
Mike,
I haven't
it's
seen
hysterical.
That
you got to see that one, Mike. But then, and talking about what's going on, Mike, also, I got to bring this up real quick. I know you got another call real quick, but what's going on in Chicago with this Lightfoot, this lesbian Lightfoot, she's blaming Trump. He's not even in power anymore, and she's blaming it for the crime rate and all the murders in Chicago. And it's been going on for 20 years. And it's Trump's fault, it's white man's fault, that blacks are going out shooting each other in astronomical numbers. And I tell you, Mike, they blame the white man blame man. Look at the Super Bowl. If Mahomes would have won that Super Bowl, he would have been on every major network for the next month as a Superman, as the better yes. thing in sliced bread and peanut butter. That since Brady won it, the GOAT, they call him the GOAT now, the GOAT won, the GOAT's a racist. He likes Trump. He's a racist. Oh, he's just a white yeah. redneck. I mean, it's unbelievable how this spin doctors, the spin meisters, are running our narrative. And they're not all Jews. Well, you know,
the problem for the spin doctors is the population is getting numb to all of this hysterical fear-mongering, smearing, and the rest of it. And the only way they feel they can continue to get our attention is to get more and more extreme with the spin. And we're all spinning so fast, we're all about to puke anyway. but that's what they're paid to do. Anyway, listen, Tom,
Mike,
I got a
Mike,
bunch of calls.
One more thing, Mike. I hope Karen and Kevin call in.
Just one more.
Mike, I just want to hear. I hope Karen or Kevin from West Virginia call in. And I want to have your take tomorrow on the Mercury situation with the landing of the Perseverance. Is it
Perseverance landed on Mars, not Mercury?
Yeah, I want you to think what you think they'll find there. I really want to think hear your opinion. What do you think they're going to find on Mars,
Well, I'll talk about that on Monday, okay? And
yeah,
thank
on Monday,
you for the
please.
Call. We're going to switch over.
Yeah,
we'll
nice weekend,
switch
Mike.
Over to Rod. Thank you, Tom. Well, Rod in Virginia, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Can you hear me?
Rod? Yeah, I can hear you now. What's on your mind today?
Good. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Last time I called in was probably 2012. And,
okay.
First of all, I want to say you're looking good. Claire's looking good.
Thank
hope
you.
You're well. And, you know, I just wish you guys would do a dinner plate. Wait, $1,000 a plate. Could have dinner with you guys in Indiana sometime. But anyway, putting
we'll
that
go
aside,
over to the Scottish fellow's place.
What's that?
We'll go over to that Scottish fellow's place downtown, McDonald's.
Yeah. So, originally when I called in, I know right now your website, I love the title, is pretty much socioeconomic political issues. But now I found your number. It's very hard to find your calling number. I left work early today, and I managed to find it on the internet. So I'm going to be calling in, if that's okay, with different topics. But today I wanted to talk about, just mention a name first of all, Bill Casey. I was listening to Coast to Coast with Art Vault, Art Bell Vault episode from like 1997. And the guy was saying that there was a guy called Bill Casey at NASA who was in charge of calculating fuel quantities. Now, I know you get annoyed when people go anywhere near a fake moon landing, but I just wondered if you'd ever heard about Bill Casey.
I've heard about Bill Casey. He's made quite a name.
In 69, when we touched down, I was 6. You were probably 15 years old, so we don't know really what was going on then. But anyway, what I really wanted to talk about was, you know, different people wake up at different times. I remember in Bush 41, I worked in the Middle East, and everybody knew the Iraq was with a garden for Westerners to live in, and everybody loved Iraq. That was when the 10-year war was going on with Iran, and they were putting steel plates over pipeline trenches. So anyway, when Bush went in 41 and I was in the States and became a naturalized citizen, I knew there was some kind of BS somewhere, but I couldn't put my finger on it. And then one day I walked out the gym at the YMCA, and there was an Epoch Times stand, and I pulled up this newspaper called Epoch Times. I thought it was an African-American newspaper at the time, but I've since learned it maybe not. Anyway, in this paper, they had this article about Alice Gillespie and the green light. Okay, and then I knew why I was angry for those years, right? Because I knew it was BS, all right? Then 9/11 came along, and I'm still confused what happened at 9/11. But then we've had the last two elections, and I don't know if the election was stolen or not. But the bottom line is, Mike, I cannot believe anything that comes out the TV
anymore. Hang on just
anymore.
A second. Hang on a second.
After you, Mike.
Commercial. Can we go to commercial break early? Apparently something's happening with Claire. And I'll be back here in just a few minutes.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show. I apologize for the interruption. There was a small crisis. It's been resolved here. Let's go back to the phones. Lauren in Ohio, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
I was just going to say, for the purposes of all this black and white, if we don't get it together, I'm from 4 Indian tribes that don't exist anymore. So if keep bickering amongst each other as Americans and Canadians too, I mean, God bless Layla. I love her soul. You know what I mean? She's usually so right on, but the emotion, you hear that intensity, that emotion.
I'm
going to give you the Bible's view on interracial marriage. Okay, the Bible's view on interracial marriage. What happened to Moses? His black wife, his sister Miriam, was murmuring against him, and what happened? She got struck white with leprosy. Okay, Jesus said we all come from Adam, all of us. Noah had 3 sons. Ham was dark. He looked upon his father's nakedness. He was the black one. Okay, and the thing is, look at our society. Instead of looking at the debauchery of our current society, the arrogance, the ignorance, the selfishness that pervades America today, you know, we want to blame other instead of blaming self. My deal is my fault, my fix, because if it's not that way, then the power doesn't lie with me. If I can't fix it, what am I, sitting here flailing like a... And I tell you what, I've had about enough of all these men calling up, whining. Nobody needs to hear what they're doing repeated, like a like an echo chamber. Who the hell cares? The question is, how do you get out of it? And the other thing is, for Layla, it's not your blood. That's a little bit arrogant. It's his blood. It's his blood. Okay. Just keep that in mind. Christianity is a relationship. It is not a religion. It is not the Legions of Rhea, a cult, a bunch of people all doing the same thing. It's the fact that good fruit, the fruit of what you're doing, always, always shows the works you've done. Whatever it is you've done, did you dig a hole? Did you build a pile? And in America, this last 50 years, we let them take out our manufacturing base. We just sat here. Right now, we're sitting here, Netflix and earned basic income, or what are they going to, universal basic income.
Universal basic income, yes.
Well, and so the thing is, we can fix it, but we can't fix it without being respectful of what's actually happening. And so we're being overthrown, we're being invaded. Here's the solution. Obey God. And I'm talking about Ten Commandments. Fine, skip the first four. If you're not a Christian, who cares? Don't steal. Don't murder. Don't bear false witness. These are simple things, but we're not decent people. I mean, Virginia, we're willing to carve up babies and sell them for parts publicly. That's
Yeah, I know. That really bothers me. That really does bother me.
My point. What's the difference between us and the Africans in Africa, or the wherever there's no respect for man, for life, and for truth? And see, I'm black. I'm black woman married to a white man with five children. And so all this...
Congratulations.
Well, that's what I mean. It's just we're all people. Come on, man. We all want to be respected, left alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. We don't all want to be left alone. Some of us want to chain up our neighbors so that we can get what we want without the labor. And this is my point. This disbalance is because we put a system in over the system that God created. If a workman is worth his hire, if a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat, that's what the Declaration of Independence put this country, that's what put it in place. We're here to defend, the government is only supposed to defend your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's not supposed to provide for your retirement or for your free Obama health care or for your universal basic income. And the thing is, in truth, it can't. They've printed 40% of the circulating money in the last year. They're going to,
yes.
Here comes the inflation, and we don't produce anything in this country. So what I'm saying is, can we quit bickering at each other and talking about what color we are and all this nonsense and say, hey, let's all respect the Constitution. Let's hold these criminals and traitors to account. Get on the phone. And I'm not one big for calling congressmen and senators and bitching and moaning, because I know these people are paid. And blackmailed. But what I'm saying is, when they feel the pressure from the people, that the people are aware of what's going on, go to stopthecrime.net. This isn't an accident. That's not. They didn't accidentally turn off the power in Texas. It
Lauren,
was a plan.
I hate to do this to you. We are at the end of the show. The music is playing. My apologies to all those people waiting on hold right now. Please call in on Monday, and we'll pick up these discussions then. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate to RBN. They've got a huge electric bill coming this month. We'll be back on Monday. Have a good weekend. Aloha, America.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.